From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Ireland's appeal for a bailout after days of denying that it needed help has been quickly approved by European Union officials. The total cost of the rescue package is expected to exceed $100 billion. Ireland's finance minister, Brian Lenihan, provided details of the help being offered.
The financial loans will be provided by the European facility, by the stabilization mechanism, which is available to the Commission, and with IMF funding. The United Kingdom and Sweden have also indicated that they stand ready to provide and consider bilateral loans. That support will be provided under a strong policy program.
Ireland's bailout comes less than 6 months after the EU provided emergency help for Greece. Jim Power, chief economist with Friends Asset Management in Dublin, says the bailout will be accompanied by tough new austerity measures that will have a significant impact on people in Ireland.
We are going to see serious cutbacks in expenditure. You know, I would expect social welfare to be cut. I would expect public sector pensions to be cut. I would expect more low-income workers to be taken into the tax net. So there's a lot of tough medicine that the Irish will have to take over the next 3 or 4 years, but we've no choice. We had been living way beyond our means in recent years.
Power told the BBC the emergency loans were necessary mainly because of the shaky condition of Ireland's banking system. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Bosworth, says a report indicating that country has a new uranium enrichment facility is disappointing but not surprising. Dwali Saikau-Tao reports Bosworth is in Seoul, where he met with South Korean officials today.
After his talks, he told reporters North Korea's claim that it is enriching uranium is not a crisis situation, only another provocation. Evidence of this program was released over the weekend by Stanford scientist Siegfried Hecker, who says North Korean officials gave him a tour of the new facility at their Yongbyon complex just north of Pyongyang. The visit reportedly took place earlier this month, but it isn't clear why North Korea would reveal their laboratory. If confirmed, the technology used at this site could be used to make atomic bombs. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau-Tao in Seoul.
The head of the Transportation Security Administration says the agency will make screening of airline passengers as minimally invasive as possible.
As you travel this holiday season, I want to remind you that TSA's mission is to ensure the safety of you, the traveling public, and we are committed to doing so efficiently, courteously, and professionally.
John Pistol interviewed on CNN. He said the agency won't water down its vigilance, though. Some travelers are organizing a national opt-out day for Wednesday to refuse full-body scans at airport security checkpoints. The resulting pat-downs could slow lines on what is typically the busiest travel day of the year. This is NPR News from Washington. A new survey shows consumers have been spending a little more money in the first half of this month than they did in the same month a year ago. NPR's Carol Van Dam says the report is raising retailers' hopes that the upcoming holiday shopping season will be a good one for them.
Retailers have been offering early and deep discounts on everything from sweaters and boots to big-ticket items such as flat-panel TVs, and that's pulling shoppers into stores, according to MasterCard advisor Spending Pulse. But spending on electronics, including appliances, is generally about the same as a year ago, up 0.7%. And home furnishing sales are even worse, down 1.3%. Online spending in all categories of goods is up more than 11% from last year. Just a few years ago, Thanksgiving was not a day for shopping. But this year, retailers are pointing customers to their websites, enticing them with more special discounts, a jump on what's known as the Black Friday rush. The average online order was about $198. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Justin Bieber is the top winner at the American Music Awards, winning 4 trophies, including Favorite Entertainer of the Year. Bieber beat out Eminem, Lady Gaga, and his mentor, Usher, to take the top award. On the award broadcast, courtesy of Dick Clark Productions, the teenage singer gave credit to Usher, who was in tears.
I don't know, but I feel like he's had such an amazing career, and it would be only right if I invited him up here to share it with me.
At 16, Bieber is the youngest performer ever to win the Favorite Entertainer Award. His debut album has sold nearly 2 million copies. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support